You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. Coming up on Wisconsin Life, we'll learn about a girls' rock camp in Madison that teaches young girls to rock out and build some self-esteem along the way. First, it's National Drinking Water Week. The State Department of Natural Resources announced last week that it will give new grants for low-income areas to replace lead pipes that supply water to homes. The water crisis in Flint, Michigan has drawn a lot of national attention to the dangers of lead in drinking water. And according to a Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism report, at least 176,000 homes and businesses in the state get water from lead service lines. Dee Hall joins us now. She's been reporting on the new grants from the DNR. She's managing editor at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Dee, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me today.
So what happens with this new grant? What exactly will it do?
Well, it tackles a problem that a lot of communities have, which is essentially that they get some federal funding for water improvement projects, but a part of the lead problem is on private property. So these are called lead service lines, and they go from the middle of the street to the house, to the curb, and then the part that goes from the curb to the house is actually owned by the homeowner. This allows these government funds to be used for lower income areas to replace the lead pipes that are actually on private property.
As I understand it from previous reporting by the Center for Investigative Journalism, if you only replace the lead pipes up to a point and the rest is still lead, it could actually make things worse.
Yeah, there are a couple of things that happen when that is done, and I think the policymakers are now starting to pay attention to what the researchers have been telling them for years, which is there's a chemical reaction that can happen between a new copper pipe and an old lead pipe, and also just the disturbance of replacing part of the pipe can knock loose some dangerous chunks of lead.
How much does it cost usually to replace the consumer-owned side of that lead pipe intake?
Well, the DNR is estimating that it's about $3,000 per home. So this $11.8 million isn't going to go super far compared to, you know, in knocking down the issue of having 176,000 lead service lines, but it is considered to be a start.
And who will be eligible to get these kind of grants?
The communities, utilities that are often run by communities will apply for them. There's some criteria. They're trying to focus these grants on communities with lower income, higher unemployment, and to get at places where people are unlikely to have enough, you know, money to replace these on their own.
Talking to Dee Hall from the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, looking at lead pipes and Wisconsin water, a new grant from the DNR aimed at helping people, especially in low-income areas, replace lead lines that they're getting their drinking water from. Dee, a graphic from the center showed where we have a lot of these lead water intakes. And they're really concentrated in some parts of the state. Where do we see a lot of this?
Right. So the 176,000 number, which comes from the EPA, is a very rough estimate. The truth is a lot of utilities don't even know if they have lead service lines. So this is a baseline. But of those known 176,000 lead service lines, 70,000 of them are in Milwaukee. So Milwaukee is definitely an epicenter of the issue here in Wisconsin.
Oh, so obviously a high population place. So in some ways, that's no surprise. But also, I imagine a lot of an older water infrastructure.
Right,
there.
And that's the big thing. I mean, homes built after the 50s or so, 50s or 60s, did not have lead service lines. But you do also get a contribution of lead in the water when you have certain connectors between pipes. Some of those were made of lead. You also had lead soldering between that were used to join pipes. So there is lead in some plumbing that is much newer than that.
So of the top five states with these lead water service lines, Milwaukee County, you mentioned, Racine and Kenosha County, I imagine a similar story there. I also saw Marathon County and I think Manitowoc County on that top five list, which surprised me a little more, not the highest population centers in the state.
Well, I think what's happened is at various points, the people who were selling lead lines, you know, had more market penetration in these areas. You know, I think that I've read that there was a pretty successful marketing strategy to keep lead in infrastructure that was particularly successful in the upper Midwest, which is unfortunately now what we're having to replace.
One county not on that list is Dane County, and Madison has, I think, been the first in the nation to try to completely eliminate these lead water lines. What happened in Madison?
Well, this happened over 12 years ago. It actually started probably in the early 90s when they started having lead showing up in their tests. And they explored the variety of options, and it turned out that for Madison, they just felt like getting rid of the pipes was the best solution. action. One way that communities do mitigate this is using corrosion control, which are chemicals that go in the water to try to keep the pipes from corroding. The problem is there's a lot of phosphorus in that. And as you know, phosphorus creates these big algae blooms and horrible conditions, too, which our lakes are already in bad enough shape. So Madison just decided to really bite the bullet and, you know, replace all of the lead service lines in town.
Let's talk about lead water testing. And I know whether we're talking about wells or municipal water supplies, it sounds like a lot of experts think we don't test enough for the water we're actually drinking. What's the state of lead testing and surveying lead in our water in Wisconsin?
Well, the lead and copper rule, which is what governs all testing requirements, really does not require that very many homes be tested at all. For example, Milwaukee only has to test 50 buildings every third year. So obviously that's a tiny fraction of the 70,000 lead service lines there. So that, you know, those rules are being looked at again, but they haven't been updated. So communities that are meeting the lead and copper rule requirements probably aren't testing very many homes, and they don't have to test them very often.
Can you talk some about what's at stake? And I've talked to you about this before. What is the damage being done by lead in water?
Well, the primary concern is for very young children. It really affects their brain development, everything from behavior problems to lower IQ to later criminality have all been tied to the presence of lead in a person's blood. In addition, miscarriages are also a danger for pregnant women who drink water that has too much lead in it.
Getting back to this DNR grant, how does this end up being coordinated between the DNR, the federal funding, the utilities, and then the actual consumers?
Well, in this case, what will happen is the utilities themselves will be the ones that are doing the projects or bidding out the projects to be done, and the DNR is taking the federal funding and for the municipalities that apply, giving it to them. But the individual homeowner is not going to have to contact a contractor or anything. This will really, the utilities will be in charge of these replacement programs.
And you mentioned there's a lot of these lead service lines in Wisconsin's homes and businesses, for that matter. How big a difference will this grant make?
It's relatively small. You know, it's several hundred lead service lines in some communities. But, you know, I think the thing we did talk with a local person who's dealt with this issue in Madison to try to and with other communities helping them solve their lead problems. And she said that what it helps is get over this barrier of the private and public property issues. And it kind of crosses that barrier, which has been a real barrier, not just cost, but this issue of private property. So in that way, it may be a little bit symbolic, but it might show the way for how we can break that barrier down and get these lead pipes replaced, both the private and the public portions.
And do you know of anything else in the works from utilities, local, state government, federal government to try to do more than this grant does?
Well, for one thing, this grant, if successful, would be extended for the next year as well. So they've already decided that. On the national level, they're still looking at the lead and copper rule. The ultimate goal of the proposed changes to the lead and copper rule are to replace all lead service lines, period. Of course, that is a monumental, gigantic task. Milwaukee has estimated it costs $500 million, half a billion with a B, dollars, to replace all of the lead service lines in that town.
Dee, thanks a lot for joining us again.
All right, thank you.
That's Dee Hall, managing editor at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. She joined us to talk about new grants from the Wisconsin DNR to replace lead pipes bringing water into homes.